This bill does deal with children who are very vulnerable and need the support of the state and the apparatus of the state. But I do want to also raise the issue of other vulnerable children in my own county and elsewhere who are also dependent on support from the state, that through childcare. I've raised this on numerous issues, and it would be wrong for me not to raise it again in this opportunity when we're talking about legislation to support and protect vulnerable children. What is happening to vulnerable children who are asked to go into childcare settings in my county with defective block, which are in some cases have been ordered to stop attending the facilities because it is dangerous to the children, and yet still there is nothing from your department, absolutely zero, zilch from your department in relation to what is going to happen to those community childcare facilities. We're talking about buildings in my county, three in particular that are public, that houses over 300 children, where the buildings that they are asked to attend every single day are crumbling. Those children know that the cracks in the walls mean that the building are crumbling. Do you know what it does to the psychology of a child? We've talked to parents and all the rest, and the children are coming home worried, is the building going to fall in? This is wrong, Minister, and I know the different groups have invited you to meet with them. As of yet, I don't understand that there's been a positive result from that there, but I'm appealing to you here again in this opportunity to meet with the groups and to engage with what is a very, very serious issue. We need a process within your department to see these buildings demolished and rebuilt so that every child, regardless of their circumstance, can be in a place that is safe and sound, and they can have the support of the early educators that they deserve.